Welcome back, Michael Warren Thomas here. It's For Love of Food at SaverLife.com. And a friend of mine, Chris Clemens, from Exploring Upstate, was just out and about in the Finger Lakes, made a couple key stops that I wanted to mention. There's a relatively new state bakery and smokehouse in Fayette, Seneca Falls, basically, and raved about the porchetta sandwich and treats. That I've never been there, but I've heard some cool things about it. And I saw Samantha Baskis, one of the great chefs in the Finger Lakes, posted something that to the effect she was excited Chris had found it, and obviously a favorite place of hers. So now I got to get there even sooner. And then also a blueberry cheesecake ice cream at Cayuga Creamery. Another stop they made in Taconic Falls, which is not that far away from there. And Cayuga Creamery has been a key part of the Finger Lakes Culinary Bounty for many years. They are an hour and 20 minutes from me, door to door, the west side of Cayuga Lake, and have some just phenomenal ice cream. And they apparently have a place in the DeWitt Mall. So if you live in Syracuse, you have perhaps some access to their ice creams. But I've stopped there quite a few times, just going down to Ithaca or coming back, or visiting some of the wineries in that area, or the Finger Lakes Cider House, which is nearby, or Taconic Falls. And Cayuga Creamery is just, I love their ice cream. So every day they have, vanilla chocolate mocha, they have peanut butter ice cream and coffee ice cream and fruit ice cream. They also do wine sorbets and then have a bunch of homemade flavors and things like their banana ice cream. So many ice creams are made with artificial flavors, much less natural flavors, they have to put in here that it was made with fresh bananas. I haven't had their banana ice cream, actually. I think I'm going to probably get that the next time I'm there. And they do a banana nut fudge, and then just like 100 other flavors that kind of come and go depending on the season and what's their rotation. So blueberry cheesecake on the menu right now at Cayuga Creamery. But they also have butterscotch and black raspberry and ginger and cherry vanilla. There's a green tea, mocha chocolate chunk lavender ice cream, sea salt, rum raisin, junior mint. There are many flavors they have. And again, it varies day to day. So they're open 7 days a week. It's noon to 7 p.m. at Cayuga Creamery. There's some really nice people, and enjoyed getting to know them and tasting their ice cream as part of Finger Lakes Culinary Bounty events over probably the last 15 years. So if you are, we'll talk a little bit more about it and discover the Finger Lakes, but if you are, any excuse to get out in that direction, stopping at Cayuga Creamery is probably a really good idea if you enjoy ice cream. And they also have some food and things available. So it's not only ice cream. They have actually quite a few different sandwiches that are available. And a nice stop if you are hungry and that side of Cayuga Lake. It always sort of sounds further away, but it's an hour and a half and or hour and 20 minutes specifically to get to the Cayuga Lake Creamery. So if you have other favorite places, send me an email, michael@saverlife.com. Love to hear from you. We just had dinner from Fiorella this past week. And Fiorella has been a longtime favorite of mine. They just have phenomenal food. Again, nice people, great service. And they do a wild ferment pizza, basically. So most pizza dough is made with commercial yeast. They do have an indigenous yeast. So it's a slower ferment, a little less predictable. And it's one of the reasons a lot of wineries are using or experimenting with wild ferment wines. The yeast is in the air, and you commercial yeast tend to be very powerful, and some of those commercial yeasts are probably in the air also, depending on what's been used in the winery or the bakery. But for a long time now, they've been using indigenous yeast, and the only pizza dough that I'm aware of made that way in our area. So some really delicious food from Fiorella, and they're at the Rochester Public Market, and they can be very busy. So you want to plan a little bit of time maybe, and we ordered takeout, which it was a This was Friday night, so it was a busy night for restaurants, Friday and Saturday nights. So you need to order well in advance or be willing to pick up fairly late in the evening. But we didn't really care. It was, it stays light so late these days that later dinners aren't really an issue. And they are really easy parking on a Friday night because there's Cure and that's about it that's open at the Rochester Public Market in the evenings on a Friday night. And their beet salad with buffalo mozzarella, arugula, sun-dried tomato vinaigrette was fabulous with kind of the orange beets, beautifully done. And then had a couple of their pastas, the tonnarelli, which is cacio e pepe with this super thick spaghetti, pecorino cheese, some black pepper, and that was awesome. And then they also did a melfidine pasta, roasted mushrooms, spinach, shallots, brown butter sauce. And phenomenal food. So if you haven't been to Fiorella, you need to find a way to get there in the near future. They are open Wednesday through Saturday, so somewhat limited. Closed on Sundays. They're open for lunch all of those days. It's 11:30 to 2, and dinner basically 5 to 9 each of those days, Wednesday through Saturday. And obviously Saturday's a busy day. The public market is open during their lunch hours, as they are on Thursday during their lunch hours. But Wednesday, Friday, lunch, or dinner, any of those nights, there's hundreds of parking spaces available. And it's one reason I think there'll be even more restaurants. In fact, Velvet Belly is getting closer to opening. They are in the former Union Street Bakery, I guess it was. It was there for quite a few years in a big space, and that's right next to Fiorella. So they're looking like they're close to opening. Probably not rushing given the. Continuing pandemic, but as vaccination rates increase, infection rates will eventually drop, and that'll be a little bit easier opening for places like this. Velvet Belly, again, a new restaurant that'll be at the Public Market, and I'll bet there'll be several more. I mean, and there's so many parking places for every single evening. The Public Market's only open for special events in the evenings. Bands on the Bricks, hopefully will return this summer. But other than that, it's just wide open. And that's one of the biggest challenges for restaurants is parking. Again, if you haven't been to Fiorella, try and get over and have lunch or dinner there. And you can peek in and it's some cool green, green lights or sort of green background in Velvet Belly when we went by. Also, went to Geneva just this past a couple days ago for yesterday actually for a rally, and talk about this on the wine show. But this was a rally against a Bitcoin mining operation on Seneca Lake that is basically wants to use an entire power plant for Bitcoin mining. And so I stopped in Geneva briefly, got a coffee at Monaco's, and one of the best chocolate chip cookies I've had in a long time at Monaco's. Chocolate chip cookies are, I invariably willing to try them. They're usually pretty good, occasionally quite good, sometimes sort of a waste of calories. But the one at Monaco's was, that was one of the best ones I've had in quite a while. Brownhound Bistro also does some really fabulous cookies. So Monaco's is a coffee shop in Geneva, kind of close to Hobart William Smith. It's not in the main downtown, but just outside of it. And then drove by the what will be the Gourmet Butter Shop. They look like they're getting closer to opening, and you should go on Facebook and look up the Gourmet Butter Shop in Geneva and see some photos of the butters they're producing. They're available at Fox Run, some of them, but they are opening their shop in Geneva in later this month, I think. So some really, really cool looking butters. I will be bringing a cooler with me and bringing some of these home. And I actually stopped at Fox Run and got some wine and forgot to look for the Gourmet Butters, which was one of the reasons I stopped there. But I got talking to Scott Osborne and Ruth Osborne, the owners of Fox Run, and got distracted and got my wine. I just didn't get the Gourmet Butters. So I'll be back in Geneva soon looking for the Gourmet Butter Shop. But I think they had a jalapeno lime that they posted and some blueberry raspberry butter and just some great colors. Really good photography, too. Made me want to buy some right away. So that's, we'll let you know when that's open in Geneva. And I don't know of another Gourmet Butter Shop. Maybe there's one in New York City or in Toronto, but I haven't heard of them, and I've followed Toronto not so much recently, but fairly closely for quite a while. They have a lot of cool shops, and it's one of the most ethnically diverse cities in the world, but I don't know that they have a Gourmet Butter Shop. But Finger Lakes will have one soon in Geneva, and I can't wait to find out more details about it. So, you know, if you're out traveling, you've discovered some really good food, some interesting places, some really excellent service, let me know. Email me, michael@saverlife.com. And the thing that really struck me, both here in Rochester and driving down through Geneva and past the wineries, there are help wanted signs everywhere. Scott Osborne from Fox Run said that he hired people back in January, figuring that there was going to be a shortage of people to work, that for a whole variety of reasons, but restaurants, from what I understand in Rochester, are really struggling to find people, which means, you know, if you've thought about getting a part-time job or full-time job in a restaurant, now it would be a great time to look because you have a lot of options. And someone was telling me about one restaurant, I forget which restaurant, they had signs looking for line cook, dishwasher, wait staff. I mean, it's not like one position. It's many positions. And same at the wineries, looking for help in the winery, help, especially they're ramping up tasting rooms now. And Fox Run was pretty busy yesterday. And Scott said his whole staff is vaccinated, so he was feeling pretty good about that. And they were being careful about social distancing and things that and they've expanded their deck area. They said that they are going to expand in back, more outdoor seating, and it's got some cool plans. He's been excited about his machine that I forgot to mention this last week, but Scott's gotten a lot of publicity for Fox Run's new machine that turns glass bottles into sand, which is kind of funny because that's what you get glass from, basically, is sand. And this is a machine that grinds them into a sand that is no longer sharp. So, I mean, obviously you don't want shards of glass. He took a video of it and was figuring he'd get a few hundred people would have fun watching it. And actually he said as of yesterday, they had something like 700,000 views of this video. And it's just a machine eating glass bottles. I mean, it's not that exciting a video, but kind of fun that he's getting that much publicity for it. And so he's going to use different color bottles ground up into sand under picnic tables. So each of the picnic tables will have a different color sand under it from the bottles. And I don't know. I mean, they go through a lot of bottles at Fox Run, but next time I see him, I got to ask him if he's taking bottles from other wineries to do this with, just so that he can get enough for the projects that he has in mind. So, again, reusing bottles. They also, been recycling them for a long time, but this is just kind of a different recycling process. So this summer, look for the colored glass sand at Fox Run. I mean, who knows? They may start selling jars of this stuff as people use it for various kinds of decoration, or some might be pretty in vases. Who knows? I expect we may find bags or jars of it available at Fox Run once he's done with some of these projects. So look him up on Facebook, Fox Run Vineyards, and you can find that video of the glass sand that they're creating. But again, there are help wanted signs everywhere. Really, it's pretty incredible. Just how much I don't recall ever seeing so many help wanted signs at restaurants and wineries and breweries, and they are ramping up for a very big summer. As I've said many times, the Finger Lakes is within a day's drive of 65 million people, and a lot of people are going to be escaping. And wanting to go do something this summer, some people will be flying, and that kind of vacation will grow maybe a little more slowly. But people, I think, will be getting in their cars and driving to the Finger Lakes, And it's so this would be a big summer for the wineries. And they're also hoping not to get a freeze this Wednesday night. It's going to be cold. If you've planted some transplants, or hopefully you haven't planted and haven't even been able, hopefully haven't even seen tomato transplants available for purchase, because it's just way, 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 way too early. But I imagine that there are some places selling them. And if you've planted things that have come out of a greenhouse, you might want to cover them this Wednesday night, because temperatures have now dropped another 2 degrees in the forecast, down to 28. And that's a pretty cold freeze for things that are not hardened off. And I planted some violas and pansies a couple weeks ago. I think they'll be just fine. They don't actually mind cold weather. I've got seedlings coming up in my garden for cool weather crops. I might throw a tarp over them Wednesday night, but they're intended for cool weather. But if you've gone ahead and planted some things, some riskier plants, some perennials and things that maybe were flowering, you bought them and are ahead of schedule, Wednesday night could set them back. So throw an old sheet or a piece of plastic, and perhaps you can keep that from happening. Our frost-free date is middle of May. Plants like tomatoes and basil like nighttime temperatures in the 50s, and we're barely seeing daytime temperatures in the 50s. So way too cold for those warm weather crops. Their time will come, and they'll have a great growing season, but April is too early. So plant some seeds. As I've been saying over the last few weeks in the gardening show, plant more edible things, get out and try something new. I said in the gardening show earlier that Cordon Cooperative Extension Mineau County is doing an urban berry workshop, so which applies even if you're not urban, but it's via Zoom. It's basically growing berry crops in small spaces. And there's so many new varieties out there. There's so many unusual things that you can grow. Things that, goji berries and, kiwis, little tiny hardy kiwis. There are dozens of these kinds of crops that you can grow that you probably didn't realize, maybe haven't ever tasted, and can be grown, and many of them are pretty compact. The kiwi is a vine, and you need male and female, so that needs some space to grow, at least up a trellis and maybe across something. But lots of options for growing edible things in our gardens. Some of the crops like ramps and dandelion greens are available now. And I saw Tracy Schumacher from the Democrat and Chronicle posted an article. I think, I'm not sure if she printed this in the DNC or it was more personal opinion, but she was saying that so many of the ramps, the prices of the ramps were fairly expensive to buy, encouraged people to go out and forage them out of the wild, and they don't reproduce quickly, and they don't, and you can't do that. It's illegal to forage for wildflowers and plants out of property that isn't yours, basically. So, but as the prices go up on these things, more people do it, and it's really hurting the population of ramps. And ramps are and Tracy said this in her article, they're kind of like onions, green onions. They're not that exciting in terms of flavor and use in food. What's exciting about them is that they're the first greens of the season, and that's more of the excitement than any particular flavor. I mean, it's a variation on onion and garlic. So I think part of her suggestion was, you know, don't go nuts over them, you know, and let's not continue to drive the price up on them. And, if you want to celebrate the season, dandelion greens are pretty easy to find. And they are not as bitter before the dandelion flowers, which is just beginning to happen. So you can get those dandelion greens now. They will be less bitter, and mix them in with some other greens, saute them, and maybe skip the ramps. They just aren't different enough to justify the high prices. And, I get excited about them because of the season, but she's right. The flavor is really kind of ordinary. We don't need to make them extinct by encouraging people to forage them. So it was an interesting take on ramps and something to consider. And Tracy writes about food in the Democrat and Chronicle, and you can follow her articles there. And she may end up doing an article about this in the DNC, but I think it was posted from it's not really private page, but non-DNC page. So if you run into interesting articles and comments like that, send me a copy, send me a link. You can email me, michael@saverlife.com. We'll be back with Discover the Finger Lakes, as well as check out the Grapevine. I'm Michael Warren Thomas here. It's saverlife.com. Have a great day.